We got a special guest this morning. I told you about the skinny chef, which, of course, you know, you always think of chefs and they're, you know, a little larger because you
have a red flag
sampling the food.
Yeah.
You know, like you cook in your kitchen and look at your size.
Whew.
Man, nobody called you skinny.
No.
But we got the special guest. Her name is Jennifer Easerlow. She is AKA the skinny chef. She's going to tell us about doing a little refrigerator makeover. And I asked her off the air, you know, skinny chef. Well, that doesn't make any sense, but it's healthy. So you want to be a healthy chef, and that's what keeps you skinny. Right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. And it's also about being satisfied by eating healthy food that tastes great.
Yeah. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Jennifer. You've seen her health and cooking and appearances on the Today Show, CBS TV, MSNBC, and all sorts of stuff that she's done. And she's going to fill us in on some stuff. Now she's on the Morning Blend. You know, the Today Show, big deal. That's only nationwide. You get the heart of New England. You're right here. Bang. Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, first of all, I guess changing some of what's in your refrigerator can help people to cook healthier and be healthier people, can't
they? That's right. And I think with a lot of folks out there, healthy eating seems like it can be a chore, but it's actually, you know, making the right choices can be the first step and make it so accessible. So I've set up this idea of the fridge makeover and just going through your fridge and really taking a look to see, you know, what's in there. So, you know, when you're starving, maybe you don't have time to cook, you're just looking for a quick snack, you want to stock your fridge with fresh, wholesome things that are ready to eat that you know are already healthy for you. And it's really simple. It's just about switching up your grocery list.
I got to ask about the grocery list, too, because now I go shopping, and I'm sure Scott does, too, and Scott can tell me if this happens to him. Of course, you go shopping, generally speaking, some people once a week, some people less often than that, and you buy the fresh fruits or vegetables, and you put them in the fridge on, say, Saturday. And a lot of times, depending on how you're keeping them, they're not as fresh at the end of the week, obviously, as maybe you'd like them to be. Do you recommend people going out maybe, say, twice a week, pick up the fresh stuff so it's really, really fresh?
I do, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't have time. So
right.
One great tip is just to steam your veggies, you know, when they're getting close to the end of the week. That way you steam them, let them cool, put them in a Ziploc bag, and they're ready to eat. So you can toss them in salads, you can make stir fries. You know, grilling season is upon us if you want to throw them on the grill, because once they're steamed, they'll last for another couple days.
Now, Scott, who is our resident chef, he does the cooking at home. In fact, made a nice meatloaf and rice pilaf last night for the family. I'm sure he has a question about food. Now, you want some your food preparation tip or something you can put in your fridge because you are the cook at the house.
Well, what about getting back to shopping? What about shopping smart in this day and age of rising food prices?
You know, Scott, I love that. Yes, food. I've noticed my grocery bills are, you know, crazy expensive. I do a lot of food testing, and I find that you know, if it is, you know, it can be a challenge sometimes to shop for food and, you know, still keep it under a budget. But if you're still looking for wholesome things and you're cooking at home and you're skipping the prepared foods, because prepared foods can also be very expensive. So, you know, sometimes if you're shooting to cook a really simple meal at home, you're just using fresh fruits and veggies, you want to use low-fat dairy. And, for example, if you want to make, you know, a meal for your family, you can make a simple marinade with good things that can still be really inexpensive. And one of the things I love to use for marinades is fresh juices. You're getting a serving of fruit in there. I know a lot of people have a challenge to get all their servings of fruits and veggies, but you know, some of the products on the market now are so healthy, so good for you, and they're really inexpensive. And one of the products I love is Simply Orange, and I cook all types of recipes with that, because a lot of times I notice I have troubles getting my servings of fruit because I'm always on the go. So that's something that I can make something quick for my husband. He loves, you know, marinade, or I grill for him. Sometimes I make him a teriyaki recipe, and then I know I'm getting a serving of fruit on top of that.
Yeah, and now people can get, I know, more information about stuff, too, because now you got people all hungry now. Where can people go for more info?
They can actually check out the Simply Orange website, simplyorange.com, and then also there's recipes on my site, which is skinnychef.com.
Now, I've had the orange products, and they got the Simply Lemonade and the Simply Limeade, too, which is great stuff. And I'm gonna give a listener a chance to win some free lemonade.
It's a great way to make cocktails, too, for your summer cookout.
Ooh, now wait a second. Now you're, Scott's all excited now. He was thinking about doing some cooking. Now he's thinking about doing some drinking.
He just reeled me back in.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and I've had it, and it's real stuff, too. It's not that, you know, a lot of people...
What I love about it, really, is the flavor is so juicy and tasty, and it's, you know that not only are you getting something that's fresh, that tastes great, but you're getting your vitamins and minerals, too.
I want to talk about this, because part of, obviously, you want to make sure you're cooking with the right ingredients, so whether you're stir-frying up something or you're on the grill and making your marinade or what have you. And it's right here on the sheet that they sent about. You mentioned olive oil. Now, I love cooking with olive oil. Now, tell us about olive oil, because it is really good for you, better for you than other types of oils and fats.
It is, but what you have to keep in mind is fat is fat, unfortunately. So you want to make sure that you're measuring out things. And it's also good when you're doing marinades or you're cooking things on the grill to add things that have tons of flavor but are low in calories. If you use lemon zest, tomato paste, fresh herbs, and this is all about stocking your fridge with these items so that, you know, if you know you're going to have an impromptu party, you have all those items on hand. And then I always have my measuring spoons out when I use olive oil. Now, it is great for you because it's not saturated fat, and that's something, you know, saturated fat for butter, for example, if you have, a history of heart disease in your family or you're concerned about your cholesterol, you want to go for olive oil. But you're still getting fat.
So right. I noticed when I buy, and obviously I read some labels, and it's about 15 grams of fat per serving that they say on the olive oil. So you still got the fat there. It's better fat, but it's still you still can't pour the whole bottle in.
Exactly. Just like, you know, when we had the trend of the fat-free cookies, well, we still have plenty of calories and carbs in those babies. So, you know, you need to measure and be conscious of that. But by all means, olive oil is great for grilling, and I use it in a lot of recipes. I even put it in my pancakes and in my crepes.
In them, not on them.
No.
You're still using syrup or something? Now obviously, you talk about pancakes. I just mentioned this. I don't know if you're prepared to talk about it, but, topping off your pancakes, people are pouring syrup. They're putting, 4 gallons of syrup on 3 pancakes. Obviously, you've got to be careful in what you're putting on top of the foods once you've prepared them.
That's where you want to look out for the sugar in your diet. So you're looking at calories, fat, and sugar. And I have frozen berries in my fridge. I pop those in the microwave, and that's how I top my pancakes. But maple syrup also has a lot of health benefits. Again, the measuring spoon. Get that out. Stainless steel, throw it in the dishwasher and easy cleanup, and you know exactly what you're putting in your diet.
To be your own skinny chef, does it really come down to the old adage, you know, everything in moderation? You obviously don't want to be throwing, you can have certain things, but don't lather them on a food.
Right. Portion size is huge, and what I tell folks is I think of the coffee mug. A portion size is about a cup, so about a half a large coffee mug. Then you know, you can have an idea of you know what you need to put on your table. But I must say, I wasn't always the skinny chef, and I've struggled with weight for most of my life. So it has to taste good. That's, you know, I love food, and I want something that's savory tasting, rich tasting, but it also has to be healthy.
Real quickly, too, obviously it's right there on the foods. Every food you buy has the nutrition facts. Important for people to read those?
Yes, give a quick glance. There's lots of resources online where you can check out, you know, how to read a label. And, you know, the 2,000 calories a day diet, that's something you want to be conscious of. Watch your fat and sugar and sodium if you have high blood pressure.
All right. So you can enjoy yourself, enjoy the good foods you like, and just be careful with it and choose the right stuff. And you too can be a skinny chef.
Pack your fridge with the right stuff.
That's exactly right. Jennifer Easerlo, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate the tips.
Thanks, Ben and Scott.
All right,
thanks, Jennifer.
Take care. And
skinny chef.
And send us a recipe for some of those cocktails.
Oh, I will.
That's what I was looking for.